Welcome to On the Green Couch, brought to you by the UNISI Primary Support Centre.
Welcome to Life in UNISI Primary School, the podcast where we dive into the fun, friendships, challenges and unforgettable memories that make up the hostel life. From late night chats and shared snacks to homesickness and personal growth, we'll explore what really happens behind those buzzing hostel doors. Whether you're a current boarder, a parent, or just curious about life away from home, this is your inside look at the world of hostels, the lessons, the laughter, and everything in between. I'm Kelsey Dupasani, old UNISI girl and current liaison between the school and hostel. With me today is Tracy Palmer, aka Auntie Tracy. She's someone who probably knows every corner of UNISI hostel and every story that has happened there. Tracy keeps things running, supports the girls, and adds that personal touch that makes the hostel feel like family. So Tracy, can you tell us why you decided to take care of our very special girls in green when they are away from home?
When the position opened to become the hostel mom, I went to Mrs. Harris and I fought really hard for this position because I really wanted it. I was in the hostel from grade one and I absolutely hated it. And I just never ever wanted a girl to feel like that in the hostel. So that was the core reason I took on this job. Working with the girls has been nothing but an honor. It is amazing to watch them grow from little grade ones and how they become women in grade seven. It is such a privilege.
And you did it for the free meals.
For the free meals and the free accommodation.
Was a big reason.
But the main reason was never letting a girl feel like I felt when I was in hostel in grade one. If that means I have to sit on beds until 11 o'clock at night until they've fallen asleep or wipe up unnecessary vomit, that is what I'm there for. And I do it for all of them and I try my best to make them feel at home. I've washed numerous clothes for girls that have had accidents in it or need it immediately for sport tomorrow. That is why I do it.
And your husband has carried up lots of girls when they fall asleep.
Yes, when the little ones fall asleep downstairs and they're too heavy for us to carry up the stairs, Justin has to carry them up so he can put them in bed. But we are a big family there. And like I tell the girls, we don't have to like each other, but we got to have each other's back all the time because that is what family does.
Yes, definitely.
Today I brought with me two of our hostel girls, grade seven. I have Noah Lowe and Tumi, and they will be answering some hostel questions for us. Noah, can you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
So I started hostel as a grade one, only at the age of seven. And I remember my first hostel week, it was traumatizing, crying, and I don't know, it was just not the feeling of home. And now I'm grade seven, and yeah.
And Tumi, there was a time, sorry, Noah, there was a time that we had, Noah was the captain of our cry club. she did battle a little bit, but then I said, she captains the cry club. So whenever there was a whole pile of crying kids, we sent them to Noah. She had them under control. Tumi, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and why you came to the hostel?
I only started hostel last year in grade six. And I think the main reason I came to hostel was because my parents wanted to provide a better education for me. And I think they wanted me to have a bond with more girls than I did back at home.
And girls, can you just tell us also where are you from and how far is that from Bloemfontein? How far do you travel every weekend?
So I'm from a farm close to Tromsburg, Jochensfontein, and I live about 150 kilometers away from Bloem. And then we drive every Friday out to the farm and then Monday mornings early back in.
Okay. And Tumi?
I'm from Lesotho. It's usually a 2-hour to 3-hour drive.
Sure. And do you girls go home every weekend?
Not every weekend.
Yes.
Okay. No, where you go home. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I do have to remind Tumi every time she does go home to take a passport. Because we've also had that before. Tumi, what is the first thing you do in the hostel when you wake up in the morning to get ready for school?
I think the first thing I usually do is get up and do my bed. And I usually just go and take a shower before coming back in my room and getting ready for the day.
Okay, and Noah, what's something you do at hostel that you don't usually do when you're at your own home?
So usually I don't wake up early and like eat breakfast that early and then get dressed right after getting out of bed. First lay in bed like 4 hours and then get up.
Oh, shame. And at hostel, it's not like that.
What is the most fun thing you and your hostel friends do together?
I think it's usually in the afternoon, mostly after school on a Thursday, we make like noodles and play this game bottle flip. Like if you land the bottle, you get to eat and until the next person lands the bottle.
Where do you make those noodles?
We have a laundry room where there's a microwave and kettle, so we usually just microwave them.
Oh, the noodles. Okay. Noah, who's your best friend and how did you guys become friends?
I wouldn't say that I have a best friend in the hostel, but I would have like a close one, like Hannah Rauch, my cousin. Because we're cousins, we've been like friends since little, because we were like born 4 days apart. So
wow.
We've been together since babies.
Oh, okay. And are you guys roommates?
We were last term, but not this term.
How does the roommate system work, if you can?
Every term we change, so you get a new roommate every term. So that if for some reason it doesn't work, you do know at the end of the term you're going to get a new roommate. Grade sevens have privilege to keep their roommate, but this year's group, there's too many of them that want to be roommates. So we just don't have a big enough room for them all to be together. That would be the ideal.
Yeah, yeah.
So every term they get new roommates.
Okay.
Tell us about a time you had an awesome adventure or an activity at the hostel.
I don't think I really had one, but if I had to talk about adventure, I think I would say my first hostel week.
Mm.
Oh.
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And Noah, what's a special event or celebration in the hostel that you love?
I would say I love like the formal dinners or the spring breakfast, but I would say I mostly like the end of year Christmas pool party where we exchange gifts and just have a fun time. And just, yeah, swim in the pool and just, yeah.
So you like all the events with the good food?
Yeah.
We all like all the events with the good food. Yeah. What is the hardest part about being in the hostel and how do you deal with it?
I think the hardest part is never getting used to the feeling being away from home. Usually I just cried out or go try to clear my head by sitting with one of my friends or going for a walk.
I must add to that, even when I was in matric in hostel, I still cried and missed my mom. So I don't think that feeling ever goes away from missing home and missing your parents. And then on that note, Noah, what do you do when you miss home? And how often do you miss home? Or are you so used to it now? Or?
I would say in the beginning, it was like a lot. And then when Aunt Jessie said, I think it was grade 5, grade 4, that, you know, it was bad that time. But usually I do miss home, you know, after the holidays from getting back to the hostel because you were used to the holiday with having your mom. But if I do, then I would like talk to Auntie Tracy about it or I would talk to my mom and like, you know, just let the emotions out because if you keep them there, it just gets worse and worse.
Yes, okay.
If you could make one new hostel rule, what would it be?
Honestly, I've never really thought about it, but if I could think of one...
Cell phones, probably.
Yeah. I feel like, especially during exam mode, I think we should have prep. If we have prep from 4 to 5, then we should be able to have our phones from 2 to 3 or 2 to 4 before prep starts.
And can you just tell us what is prep? What is that?
Oh, prep is usually when we get an hour to do all our homework or doing exams when exams start is to study.
Do you do it in your rooms or in a prep room? Where is prep?
We do it in a prep room usually. Okay. But on the weekends, we usually do it in our own room.
Okay. And is it more during hostel time, more hours? Oh, not hostel time, sorry, exam times.
Yes, it's usually more during exam times.
Okay, Noah, so you can be Auntie Tracy for a day and you are in charge. What would you do at the hostel?
So I thought that you could not take away our cell phones and then not have prep and just have a fun day where we could just do activities and maybe like a day at the pool. We can just swim in like a relaxation day where we can just have fun.
Oh, and Auntie Tracy can organize a spa.
Yeah. Another pool party.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to do after school at the hostel?
Usually, I think it's to take a nap after school because sometimes the day can be draining. But mostly, I think it's to like talk about how my day went on a phone call with my parents.
No. This is, I think, a one a lot of people want to know. What's your favorite meal at the hostel and what's your least favorite meal?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite or least favorite, but if I do have to point out, I would say it's like the... I don't know. I would say the wraps or this chicken schnitzel, which I like. And then I would say my least favorite by far is the macaroni or lasagna. We're quite used to it. So
so that's not so nice.
The macaroni is my favorite.
I was telling my husband the other day, he asked, is the food good there? And then I said, well, while you're in hostel there, it's not good. But now when I'm older and I have to cook my own food, I realize it's actually amazing food. So one day you girls will realize it's amazing food. I just want to add also that for anyone that would want, who's thinking of hostel and thinking what it is like, it is very hard being away from your parents. Obviously, we all rather would want to be with our parents, but it does create a sense of belonging for everyone, especially in a world where it's easy to feel you don't belong. Hostel creates a sisterhood between the girls. Even now, I'm still friends with the girls that were with me in hostel. So if you're thinking about it, it definitely, you find a place where you do belong. And that brings us to an end of the hostel life. We've seen that living in a hostel isn't just about sharing a room. It's about learning independence, building friendships, and creating memories that last a lifetime. Hostel life teaches us patience, teamwork, homework, and how to find a home away from home.
I would just like to thank Noah and Tumi for joining us today. Until next time, keep growing, keep laughing, and keep making the most of every moment. Girls, your grade 7 year is almost over, so make the most of every moment, because every hostel story is a chapter worth remembering. Thank you. Thank you, Kelsey, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.